Hey, when it comes to hacking, Emily Kimbrell ain't slacking. Listen to this former aspiring cinematographer turned white hat wunderkind and undergraduate software engineering research fellow discuss how Auburn is routing her career and talk about her role in the largest hackathon in Alabama.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see.
It looks something like this.
Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, hey, you podcast listener, you are tuning into the best podcast in all of higher education. Of course, you know that already. The award-winning Hashtag Getting, brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing. I work for the place. Jeremy Henderson is my name. Communications and marketing specializing is my game. Joined as always by my co-host with the co-most, the old, I was going to say Gray Ghost.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Gray Goose.
Gray Goose. How about the Gray Goose?
I like Gray Goose too.
Well,
I can't afford it most
I've
time.
Been seeing a lot of photos of you from back in the day.
And here's the thing. When you say back in the day, a lot of these are like four years ago.
Yeah. And the difference is
a lot more
extensive.
A lot more salt than pepper these days.
But you're looking good, though. You carry it well. Kind of a Clooney-esque thing going on. Don't you think so, John? That'd be John. John Sluice over here. The keys. Just loving the pop cultural references as always, turning the knobs and breaking hearts. Awesome. We've had a lot of, it's great. You know, as many good students as we've had, there's been a few hacks. You see where I'm going here?
You're full of them. You're full of a lot, Jer, but you're full of
puns. And we got another one. In a sense, software engineering senior, correct?
Yes.
Senior. Yes. Emily Kimbrell, I am saying it correctly, right?
Yep.
Kimbrell.
And I had to look at it because I had a friend that went here, and her name was Emily Kimball.
Oh.
And I saw it real quick, and I was like, whoa, is she back in school? What is it? Okay, no.
we
just keep making better ones.
No, right? Yeah. Kimbrell from a little place called Huntsville, correct?
Yep.
How about that link?
Rockin' City.
So we have to ask, just like we do on the ham.
Oh.
What part?
Oh, yeah, what part?
I'm from Newmarket.
See?
So right on the Tennessee border.
Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Newmarket?
Yeah, Newmarket.
I feel bad. I've never even heard of Newmarket. Old Market, but not Newmarket. Familiar with the old. So it's right on the line, huh?
Yeah, for context, my high school had like a cornfield on one side and a graveyard in the back.
Excuse me?
Yes.
That was
Where
old.
Where did you go to school?
By the way.
The Ghoul School. Okay. Oh, that's what you're saying. Not like over the line or anything.
No, it's like right on the line.
In terms of the rural, okay, aspects.
That was Old Market, and this is New Market.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. And you're in software engineering, and you are the marketing director for Auburn Hacks, which really seems to have come on strong as of late. I mean, in terms of the brand, the promotional, the presence.
Who covers it now?
Yeah, it was just last weekend. So
yeah, well, I meant the organization or the event.
Well, I was wondering who covered it because that was going to lead to it.
I guess it was Dustin.
Yep, there we go.
Yeah, that's why it's picked up.
Oh
yeah, that's it. I never had software computers. That's probably why. There's a lot of room to grow.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Chris Anthony. Emily, it is thanks a ton for joining us. First off, so let's start. How did we get from Newmarket to Auburn, and why in the world engineering? There's a lot of things you could have gone into
that were a lot easier.
A lot of the dumb stuff, the lowest hanging fruit you could imagine. Liberal arts.
Yep, there it is.
And anyway, you know them. Talk to me.
So I kind of decided to do software engineering a little later in high school. I know some people just came out of the womb coding. That was not me. I, for the longest time, thought I wanted to be a cinematographer. That was my dream.
Hey.
I loved photos. I still do portrait photography on the side. And I was convinced by a classmate to go to the nerdiest thing ever called Cyber Camp. It was like an offshoot of Space Camp that they were trying to reach out to younger students and get them interested in computer science. And so they were doing this pilot program called Cyber Camp, and it was completely free to high schoolers in the Huntsville area. And so I ended up going, and I absolutely fell in love with coding because in my mind, it is so artistic. There are so many ways to build a product, just like there's so many mediums you can do to make a picture. And it kind of just grew from there. I took a bunch of AP classes in high school, as many as I could. And now I'm here at Auburn and loving it.
Well, how about that?
Just the things that are there and the paths that are there. I mean, we never were even thinking about that. I remember when I was, I want to say 13 or 14, a motherboard went out on my computer. And I'm like, I can replace that and I can fix that. And I did it and it worked.
You did
that,
not.
I promise. And that was the extent of
this
me
is a
being.
Dream you had.
No. And I'm just like, how does these things even.
Yeah. Well, I love that much you how you just how different. She described it. Like the art, the most artistic.
Well,
thing
and again,
in the world.
We were coding.
Sure.
You know, back 20 something years ago. And we didn't know it. It was just called MySpace.
Sure.
Like that's just how you had to make your MySpace page. We didn't realize we were coding at the time.
Yeah.
But we were.
Let me upload this.
Again. You know, Tyler, that works for us, is no artist by any
and
means.
Every other group.
But
on
it
campus.
Is interesting to watch over the shoulder and see the art that is in
yeah,
it
oh,
and the possibilities that's in it.
Well,
it's a different language.
Do you remember making the little worm in BASIC? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like I made
She's
a little.
She's not going to.
I made
no,
a little
I don't
worm.
Remember that.
I know exactly.
In like sixth grade, there was a worm or something. Anyway, it's kind of probably like what you're doing a little bit. Well, let's talk about it. Like, what are you doing? When we say like coding, for it's easy to say computer science or software engineering or something like that. But in terms of like what y'all are actually doing, like in class, like right now as a senior, what's a day like when you in the trenches? What are you doing?
Yeah, computer science is a very wide field. So right now, I guess some current projects I'm working on is I'm in senior design right now, and I'm working on a project called Tiger Check, which is software applications that nursing students use when they go do checkups at school. So like hearing tests, vision tests, anything along that lines that could be performed in a school. I'm working on updating that, cleaning out the code base, and hopefully adding on some more functionality. So
is
that's pretty
hard?
Exciting.
I mean, it seems like it's so many numbers and symbols and
well,
stuff.
Well, first, before we get past that, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, again, talking to what our mission here as this land-grant university, you know, our health sector is really honed in on taking care of the folks in rural Alabama. You know, that's a goal, that's a vision of them. And, I mean, this touches everyone, you know, and is serving our people in this state. And our students are doing this. Just amazing stuff.
So does that feel good?
Yeah, our sponsor was telling us recently that they went out to a rural school and they found a kid with a heart condition. And in the 80s, if that hadn't been detected, they just one day would have just dropped dead.
Yeah, I was about to say, back when me and Jer were there, they'd been like, Jer's laying in the corner again. Somebody go get him up. Oh, cardiac arrest? Okay,
it
sorry.
Happened.
Yeah.
It definitely happened. Well, so
at Vestavia, y'all probably did have these apps and stuff back then.
Well, the pillows were real soft when you would land on them and everything. So,
we barely had a stethoscope at Concord.
We did have the app back then. Well, help me out with it. Again, dumb. When we say, so how in the world, how exactly did this app or this feature you know, identify the heart issue?
Like, I can't talk to the specifics of that. That's a little bit past me. Right now, we're just in the basics of just looking over the code base and making sure that it's clean so that we can add on additional functionality in the future.
But it did.
Yeah.
I mean, it was okay. We don't know exactly the specific, but it was because of this thing.
Yeah.
This was used in the diagnosis. That's a dadgum amazing.
Yep.
Already saving lives already.
Yep.
That's rad. Well, so, okay, I guess we got ahead of ourselves. See that word on Austin's quarter zip there? Auburn?
Mm-hmm.
Why Auburn? I mean, other than the obvious
reasons.
Yeah,
that's the greatest place of all
time. Other than that.
But other reasons.
Yeah, so I toured quite a few schools in the area. I toured a really disgusting school that's got red as their primary color and another school with cowbells. That was promising for a second, but what I really love about Auburn is the community and the opportunities that it offers to its students. like my internships I've gotten through Auburn. I've had so many different extracurricular opportunities like Auburn Hacks, why I'm here today, and the undergraduate research fellowship at Auburn. I'm participating in that for the second year. And I think what's really important about Auburn is the resume building opportunities outside of the classroom.
Well, and then, of course, if you just keep, you know, you're just listing, bam, bam, all these things, and you could just keep going and say, you know, good basketball team, you know, lights that work in the gym.
Incredible
those things like
podcast.
That. Yes, all of those above.
I didn't know. Do they have computers in Starkville now? Did they get them? I didn't
we'll
know
have
that
to ask
they,
Bethany.
I didn't know that that was even an option. Well, that's good for them.
Hey, and I may have said this one on there.
Bethany, yes.
Well, and partial scholarship to Mississippi State.
Did you really?
Half. They were paying out of state. They were paying out of state and half for
I
me.
I think you've
and
been kind of.
I never even applied. I just sent my ACT score.
And he got a physics scholarship mm-hmm. here. I don't know how. That was
and
a glitch.
And ended up doing this.
I don't know how that happened.
Don't do this.
So let's can we talk Auburn?
Go into Hacks. That's a, she listed two things I want to make sure we touch on. Definitely Auburn Hacks because we just had it as just, well.
Yeah.
But undergraduate research, of course, I want to come back to that.
Sure. All right. Well, let's Auburn Hack it. So talk about the event, your involvement, what's going on.
For those that don't know, because I mean, if you just hear it on the surface, you're like, okay, Auburn's just got a bunch of kids hacking stuff. Semi true, semi not. So first, just tell us what it is, and then I want you to go into why it was important for you to get involved and take on the current roles that you have.
Yeah, so Auburn Hacks is a 24-hour coding competition that's held annually here on Auburn's campus. So during the competition, people will create software products completely from scratch, as well as we hold workshops that can help people learn new coding languages and other technologies. We have tech talks that are offered by sponsors to get involved with some more networking opportunities. And then we have some fun additional challenges that participants can apply to and interact with. And it's just really a great time. It's really fun. We've had lots of activities. Like we had Just Dance Party this year. We have we had spontaneous karaoke that just popped up in the middle of the night.
Well, spontaneous, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been imagining like the scene from The Social Network. Is it anything like that? You know, where Zuckerberg's making them drink for every time like they miss a no.
No,
not like
unfortunately,
that?
Due to Auburn's policies, we can't provide them with alcohol. Yeah.
Oh,
he
meant drink water.
Yeah, water. H2O. Okay, so it's not like that.
Well, and I'm picturing War Games.
Or War Games.
Yep. You've not ever seen War Games, have
no,
you?
No, I have not.
You got to see some good hacking movies. We got
Sneakers.
I was about
to say, if you're in this field, I mean, again, it's an 80s movie, but it's got Matthew Broderick, Frederick Ferris Bueller.
Okay.
But you'll enjoy it. Even though technology has changed a lot in 40 years.
A little bit.
You'll enjoy it. If this is what you're in, you'll enjoy it. Trust me.
Trust us.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes I have a hard time watching movies like that because the computer science is so severely wrong.
Well, this one, okay. Well, then watch Sneakers.
Yeah.
Watch Sneakers.
He loves that one.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't think the computer science as much as the hacking really of
we have
War
Games.
Games
is some good hacking going on.
Yep.
Classic hacking.
How'd you get involved and why?
And how long has it been going on?
Auburn Hacks has been happening for 6 years, and my freshman year, the marketing director came to my engineering orientation class and was talking about it, and I instantly wanted to be involved with it. I was like, this is so me. And so I went online and I applied, and then every once in a while for the next month, I would email them and be like, hey, have you guys released the organizer list yet? Have you been released the organizer list in? Because I was just so animated to be part of this. And eventually in like, I think September, they released it. And then I immediately just started planning and designing things like the logos, merchandise, stuff like that. And my sophomore year, the marketing director graduated and I had the opportunity to take over that position. So I've been a marketing director for 3 years. And I'm very excited for the future of Auburn Hacks and my predecessor and seeing where it's going to go.
Well, that explains why I've been seeing more of it.
Well, you mentioned undergrad research.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get turned on to that opportunity, and what are we doing?
So I got turned into undergraduate research because I wanted to build out my resume, and I just was harassing professors, to be quite frank. And I found one, Daniel Torres, who decided to give me a chance.
The Bull.
We've had a podcast on him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, listen to it.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he liked War Games.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I got involved with one of his projects. It's called Satellite Tycoon. It's a gamified model of the economics of the satellite industry, like satellite internet. It's quite interesting. My fellowship last year was implementing randomized events. So, for example, let's say an earthquake happened and it disrupted your ground station coverage. How would you as a player like adapt to that and create new strategies? And this year, I'm working on user interfaces and making satellite characteristic data more interpretable and more approachable for users of any background.
That's awesome.
Like Oregon Trail.
What would you that we offer a lot of undergraduate research opportunities, but not everybody knows about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you tell other students who don't know about it, why it's been an awesome opportunity for you?
I think just like being able to build out my resume first and foremost is amazing. The time management that you need to be a part of undergraduate research, like that's a skill that you need to practice. And just the collaboration of it. I can't speak for all undergraduate research, but the collaboration between labs, between majors, I think is very important and something that's definitely important for you going to the workforce is knowing how to collaborate with people who have different perspectives and backgrounds.
Well, we've heard from on this, and I can't recall the exact guest, but their undergraduate research was, I mean, the number one indicator of why they got the job. Mm-hmm. Whenever they went in and interviewed, this person said, oh my God, you're already, like you're doing this every single day, and put them a leg up over everybody and they got the job.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wish I could remember offhand. I remember it was a young lady that was in here, but I can't remember exactly. But, I mean, it number one was, and they told her that.
Mm-hmm.
When we saw your resume and saw you were doing it, that drew us in, and we just forgot about everybody else.
Well, along those lines, let's talk about the future.
That's where I was going.
So
time's running out.
Yeah,
time's a ticking.
Time management.
When is expected graduation?
I'm graduating in May, so Woo! Just a few more months.
All right, so who's knocking on your door? What's going on?
So
unless you're going for the master's and the PhD.
I am considering a master's, not right off, but okay. I definitely am going to get a master's
in
data science.
Well, if you do think about getting one, there's a really good place that's really close by, so
absolutely.
Just keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm actually in the accelerated master's program here at Auburn.
Wonderful.
So I'll be graduating with 9 credit hours towards my master's.
See, that again, we can't preach how advantageous that is, and right now the college offers that in almost every single discipline that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So that opportunity is out there for students. So if you're wanting to double dip a little bit and get ahead of the curve, that ABM, Accelerated Bachelor's to Master's, that was a wonderful program that we've got. So it's awesome to hear that you've been taking advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as to what job am I going to do after this, I have gone through quite a few interviews, and I actually recently accepted a position with IS4S
yes.
in Auburn.
Whoa. Great company.
So I'll be
sticking around
in Auburn for a little bit longer.
We've had Ryan Hill. Okay. Auburn grad, he's been on here that works there, so great relationship, great company.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any internships or co-ops during your
time? I did 2 internships with Radiance Technologies in Huntsville.
Yes, another great company, another great partner.
Mm-hmm.
So how advantageous was it for that, to get that real world experience during your student career?
Oh, it was, I would say, invaluable. I think that really sets students apart who participate in internships and co-ops. Like, I can't imagine entering the job market without it. That would be quite a challenge.
Well, in our
it was, trust me.
Well, our career development and corporate relations office has done a phenomenal job with trying to bridge that gap. We brought in the co-op office into there because pretty much most of the co-ops at the university were engineers anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Ed Lewis, our director over there, showed a stat one day. I mean, it's really right at like 99.9. It's about 100% of our students who complete a co-op, complete an internship, and or an internship. It's almost on 100% placement on jobs. So it's wonderful to see that all this come to fruition and be personified right here in front of us.
Seriously. These are the episodes that make you so proud, and then just make you
want to
so
punch
sick.
That mirror.
Yeah, that you just have wasted your
I'm going to get my Cheetos and go sit in the dark in the bed.
And, code on my Nintendo Switch. That's great. Yeah, play some Angry Birds, and that's all I'm doing with my life. Emily, I don't know. I can't think. Again, I mean, you're sitting here, and it's almost just like – every single thing. We got the 9 hours. We got the internships. Yeah. We got the connections. We got the extracurricular participation for 3 years, for crying out loud.
Well, doing the same. No, to me, we always joke, you particularly always joke about the smart kids come in here and make us feel dumb. But the ones that come in here, at, like Emily, that have taken, and I'm going to use it for a lack of a better term, taken advantage of the opportunities that we have here. You know, that
seized the day.
Seized the opportunity of the day. I was probably a junior before I started doing that and started realizing the things that were out there. And I just want to make sure that our students realize from the day they walk in here, there are so many opportunities of clubs, organizations, undergraduate research, internships, co-ops. Just get immersed, get involved, and get that job.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that resume is going to be full.
I feel like so many students are a little too scared of rejection. Apply for that internship you're unqualified for. Apply for that research position you're unqualified for. Because the only way to get qualified for those positions is putting yourself out there and trying and learning.
And all they can say is no.
Yeah,
I may have to do
100%.
That. I may have to try it. All they can say is no.
Jared, get that resume out there.
Could be just a numbers game. Emily, can't thank you enough for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for representing us and for the Auburn hacking and getting it out there.
Well, I can't wait to hear the Emily Kimbrell story here in about 3 or 4 years and see where she's at.
Because that's going to be awesome. IS4 is.
Yes, amen. Right.
Thanks for your time. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You're listening to the #Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.